This year for Lent, we're giving up. This is the perfect pour.
Hey, welcome to the perfect pour show about things interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Like always, we're going to be hanging out with you for an undetermined amount of time, drinking some beers, talking about the beers we were drinking last week, and some beers we're looking out for. And also, the listeners are going to call us, let us know some things. We're going to talk about some beer culture. It's just what we do in a podcast form. It's just like hanging out with your beer bros, your best beer bros. And making a podcast out of it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. For the show, we're tailgating. A brief little tailgate this week. And I have open right now and currently drinking New Glory pre-label change. Pre-label refresh Citra Dream IPA from New Glory. It does have a 2021 date. But it's still old label.
Old.
And it was the only...
Could have just been clearing out.
Yeah.
Old stock.
Yeah, that's true. It was the only one I could find in the cooler that was had a 21 date on it. Basically now, at this point in 2021, any beer that has 20 on it, that's a hoppy that needs hops. Is just too old now. I can't. I'm just not going to buy anything that says 20 on it.
Do not trust the hops. Mm-hmm.
I turned over some cans at the Save Mart at Bulletin West. So look out for that guy that dresses the shelf at night. And that's why I'm enjoying one of my favorite go-to beers, the Citra Dream from New Glory. What do you have there, Matt?
I'm finishing off my pre-show and pre-show beer.
Oh.
And beginning of show beer.
Double down.
When I have beers in my Yeti, they stay like crisp cold, so they just sip crisp. Easy.
Crisp.
Easy I don't know sipping. Somehow warm beer seems to disappear quicker, which that doesn't make sense. But anyways, I opened a can from Wazoo. It was sitting in the fridge for... I would say a long time, but he drops off beer fairly regularly, but yeah. It's from 50-50, which, surprise, they make normal beer.
What? Impossible.
It's 50-50. I'll have your attention, and then I'll probably lose it, but it's a West Coast haze.
Hmm. Why? Why? No.
Maybe, alcohol's
cranked. Write them a letter.
You might like it.
Somebody's mom, write them a stern letter telling them no.
No.
This cannot happen. We cannot have West Coast haze.
If you didn't read haze and if you didn't see the beer, it would probably pass.
No.
Shouldn't that be illegal to have a West saying this is a West Coast and then have haze in there? I mean, isn't that like...
Yeah. I like that. We put this on the... can we get the city council to pass this?
You'd have to talk to
what's
the
next?
You have to talk to Truckee.
You'll find beers clear. That are just fined, but I don't know about filter. But yeah, this was straight up murky, but still West Coast.
Yeah. Heady clear. Is that what we're going for next?
Yeah. Let's go opposite side. Let's make a filtered heady topper.
I had a friend that went Pliny the Elder, Pliny the Younger, Heady Topper, and what's the other one? Because Alchemist Vocal is
banger.
The brewery.
Vocal banger.
And he did all four, and I'm going to refresh my memory.
Focused Banger, Clear IPA, is that what we're talking about?
I think
I'm not happy with this, guys.
Said Hetty was the best of all four.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Wow. I didn't have those.
No.
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 Look, this is going to mess me up because I'm going to stop reading after West Coast and I'm going to end up with a hazy. And the grump is going to set in. My early onset grump. Nobody's going to have a good day after that.
I don't like this. You can still drink it and not like it. Well, still going to complain about it.
Yeah.
I've earned the right to complain about it. I've spent my hard-earned money. I can complain about it all I want. All the way until glass is dry.
So, controversial pre-show show beer.
Very controversial. Yeah,
thanks for ruining my night. That's it.
What do you, Nick, what do you have? And if you say a hazy beer, this is really going to ruin your whole argument you've made the past 5 minutes. Well, I'm drinking a West Coast hazy.
Yeah, I'm drinking Mind Haze from Firestone Walker. Nope, I'm drinking Big Sur from Barrel House Brewing, West Coast Double IPA.
Oh, what remote tap room? Fresno remote tap room location. Yes. For us.
Remote tap room drinking. I bought this beer. Actually, I do like this beer, but I brought home a 22-ounce bomber. And the label has a cool Volkswagen bus with a surfboard on top. So West Coast, it's 22 ounces, and it's Volkswagen themed.
What year is the bus? How many years did they make the bus, Volkswagen bus?
This is how many years? They're still making it.
They were.
Well...
What was the run? What was the initial run?
Again, and the Eurovan, and now the electric bus. The initial run was 48.
1948?
Alleged.
Oh, wow.
48. There's a rare 48 bus that exists. 52 was the most popular year.
Oh, I always thought of them as 60s vehicles. I did not realize they
were. Those were like. They were everyday things by the 60s, but they did exist. The split
windshield went from 48 all the way till 67. And then there was what they call the bay window, that 68 up until late 70s.
Yeah, 78, 79.
If you went to Brazil, they still made that bay window body style till 2014.
Yeah.
This is why I've been trying to get the brothers to do a Volkswagen podcast on Dorktown that way.
Because we're nerds.
Nerds. And that's not a tangent because I introduced it. So that doesn't mean
you instigate.
Yeah. If I instigate, it's not a tangent.
So this label is mostly a 60s bus, except for the last third of the bus is bay window, which Matt referred to as 68 to 79. So front half 60s, back half 70s.
Hmm. 60s in the front, 70s in the back.
70s in the back.
Party in the front, or business in the front, party in the back.
That's right. That's what's happening here.
All right. Our only remote tap room in town now, the Barrel House. One of the many things I have, like the whole
beer world. Yeah, how is Firestone not opened a tap room here yet?
I don't know. They're lame. They went to LA.
Ah.
805. They got to stay in their 805, man.
Yeah. They were afraid of a collection of Ford Rangers parking out front.
Yep. Woo. What do you think of that new Bronco? That new Bronco looks pretty cool.
I've heard it's unusually small.
Really? Well, the Bronco's always been kind of small.
Yeah. Oh, but the Bronco like small, teams. Small. Like, yeah. Smaller than the FJ, I guess, which they're comparing it to.
Well, so we know what we're drinking. That's what we're drinking. And I guess it's time to get into the meat of the show.
Is that what we're calling it now?
Let's start with Matt. What do you have for us this week on the Perfect Pour?
So a year ago this time, there were several breweries and fans and everybody down in the San Diego area for Carnival of Caffeination by Modern Times.
Whoa, spreading that, nice. Spreading that COVID unknowingly. Everyone's like, ah.
And so a year later, with things being different, they now have Carnival of Caffeination Staycation.
Zoom edition.
So all of their...
Every day's a Carnival of Caffeination rooms. For me.
All right.
Sorry.
So they have a multi-release, and if you go to their website, you can see the dates and beer lists and all sorts of stuff. They have glassware. So all sorts of cool things. But one teaser photo that they put up is they have Carnival of Caffeination Festival Blend coffee available. So I might try to check that out. Ooh. And then a couple different crowlers of fancy beer. Whoa. But Wizard's Blend is one of them from 2020. So that might, if just look out for that one. Mm-hmm. So I thought that was kind of cool. They're still doing a celebration of it. There's a way you can participate, get some stuff. I imagine there's a bigger portion of it that's, like physical pickup and maybe not so much shipping. But I imagine you can probably get the coffee shipped out if it hasn't sold out. And then, so there's that.
I wonder if they can ship the coffee anywhere. I assume they can't, like, out of state.
Coffee beans.
Well, I know in California, but I mean outside of California.
Yeah, merchandise, as long as they're, you know, personally set up to do that, there shouldn't be any real regulations from them stopping the ship out of state, other than making sure they collect the right tax, I assume. Let's see here. Boulder Beer rolls out an updated look and brand refresh. Their core beers are going from 6 to 5, and they're picking up with a new distributor, and they're looking to push out their territory a little bit and kind of hone in what's available. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of different breweries are kind of feeling that out with a little bit less draft going around, maybe putting a little bit more cans in some different areas. So new packaging, new year. As Mikey said, start look for the 2-1 at the end of the day.
Nah, just look for 2-1s now. 2-1s are only thing relevant anymore. Throw all the other beer away.
Isn't that bad when you do the math? You're like, September was only...
like...
5 months ago?
It's like...
Or say it was at like... It was at the beginning of January, and you're like, ooh, that's a long time now. Ooh. It's not just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or an IPA, it's horribly old now.
6 weeks into the year already.
Boulder Beer Company. Where's that at? Topeka?
Oh, man.
Dad jokes.
Boulder. Wait. What about Bold Dam?
Bold you. In Russia, the boulder rocks you. I don't
know. Bolds you.
The Perfect Pour, the only podcast that continuously does Yakov Smirnoff humor.
That's right.
So another thing that I forget, it's a common question in the industry is like, oh, how come we don't ship out of state and stuff like that? Or, you know, sell to a distributor that ships out of state. And there's just a lot of different checking of boxes to making sure that your product fits the needs of different states. And there is
the government hates list, you.
The government. A list of breweries are trying to get the state of Kentucky to allow breweries that self-distribute, or trying to get breweries to be able to self-distribute a total of 2,500 barrels per year. Currently, they have a three-tier system, and they're saying in the article, which can be found on Porch Drinking if you're interested, that with sales being down, with them having to go through a distributor, maybe they're not on the top end of the selling list of the distributor, it kind of holds them back from selling beer, saying that if they could at least self-distribute a certain amount or their whole inventory, that would give them the flexibility to stay relevant.
Oh, sorry.
You okay there?
I'm all right. All right. Everything's fine.
Static noise is all what's worthy.
Frequencies, man.
But in the article, it mentions that 39 states do allow self-distributing. So that means there's another 11. I don't know which 11. I mean, obviously, Kentucky's one of them, but it's interesting on that standpoint. Hmm.
Well, if we had a Kentucky rep, they could keep an eye on this for us. But calling out, so, maybe a few months away from things starting to come back to normal. So, you know, people start thinking about being a rep with the Perfect Pour. Start bringing our reps back online. The Perfect Pour show reps have been
draw
working.
Draw them out of their hibernation. Yeah,
they've all been working from home for the past year. So pretty soon the show reps are going to have to get back out there and start earning their keep for the Perfect Pour. And there's a show reps page on the PerfectPourPod.com. If you want to be a Kentucky rep, keep an eye on this story for us. Name a brewery in Kentucky.
That's my culture and looking out for.
All right. Oh, and looking out for. Wow.
Yeah, the coffee, remember?
Modern yeah, types? The coffee.
Remember?
Remember?
No. Remember? As soon as it's said, I forget it.
What do you got going on there, Nick?
All right. So, Mikey, did we talk about this already?
Well, I don't know.
Liquid Gravity collabs with EC Comics for Pails from the Crypt.
We didn't talk about it, but I did drink it this week. You've completely blown up my bin cart drinking, but that's fine.
Blew it out. Well, so I saw it at the market. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this seems like something Mikey would drink. And then the next day I see Mikey drinking.
Yeah. So predictable.
So predictable. So Liquid Gravity has come up with a series of beers called Pale from the Crypt. And it's legally licensed.
Oh.
It's not an intellectual poopery thing. Yeah, so I was wondering if you knew about this being a comic savant and or beer connoisseur.
Yeah, well, I mean, I know that.
Or was this just something you saw at the store and went, no, hell yeah, yeah, bro.
I just saw the store. I'm just like, how has somebody not done this before? Instead of Tales from the Crypt, it's Pale from the Crypt. It's got a very comic book cover label.
Are these not your jam? This is not the comic books you are looking for?
They're not the kind I buy or read, but I enjoy them.
But you know of them, right?
I enjoy it as, yeah, right. I know it as just sort of a lexicon of culture and things.
Because I only remember the Showtime show.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Oh,
man. And the hey. And the little animated skeleton guy.
Yeah.
I forget his name. Yeah.
Horace. I don't know.
Oh, Matt has brought a cat onto the show. This week, poor Louie is inside the house.
What is your cat wearing? An apron? And what is your cat making brunch?
Yes.
Is it a taco cat?
Sausage or bacon?
Owner of the.
Is it making tacos? Is that taco cat? We have a taco assistant again.
Yes.
No.
The hottest brunch spot in town.
Fresno's hottest brunch spot is Dorktown Studios. It's got.
Yes. Stefan, that's his name.
Yeah, Stefan.
It's called.
It's called.
It has poached eggs, mimosas, and lines of Coke on the top of the toilet.
The best thing he said that most of the time he had like two specific writers that would do those, and most of the time it was the first time he was reading those. Like he wanted to be able to read them fresh, the jokes fresh. So like most of the time he's reading those completely new. Like,
oh, that makes sense why he broke so often. Yeah. Because some of those were way too good.
Yeah. SNL tangent. So yeah, Tales from the Crypt, Pale from the Crypt.
All right,
it's good.
I was just curious if
it's
you
good
knew
beer,
more
and it wasn't
that.
Even it was cheap too. It wasn't expensive.
Yeah,
Liquid Gravity, man. I once this is all over,
second cold box.
Yeah, the market has two ends of singles now. Did they have a tap room at all? Do you know this yet? I mean, they sort of like. This past year, they've come up. So, like, who knows what the hell's going on over there during pandemic?
You know, we've talked about them.
I'm sure we have. I know we have, but I don't know about the tap room. I don't remember.
So, Liquid Gravity took over the old Tap
It. The old Tap It Brewing. Yeah, I knew that.
Now, Santa Maria Brewing.
Was. But
I thought the old Tappet was in SLO.
Yeah, Liquid Gravity is in SLO.
Okay.
Took over Tappet, which was bought by
Where's Stanley. The Atascadero breweries?
Isn't that.
Oh, man. Speaking of Atascadero, isn't that Raconteur Room?
Raconteur Room. My boy.
We have never mentioned their rolling food station.
What?
When the pandemia hit and bars had to sell food to allow customers in, they bought a rolling food station, a la 7-Eleven rolled tacos and hot dogs.
That qualified?
I get. Food is food, but they opted for the rolled food option.
You know what? We're gonna go rolled food. What? You know, rolled food. All right, whatever works, man. I may have enjoyed a rolled hot dog here.
Get some dogs.
Madeira, there's a place in Madeira has the best gas station nachos you'll ever have.
Mmm. What's their secret?
It's super like
simple. Just cheese and
they nail it's nachos, you know, chips, cheese, jalapenos. And they're all three are like the exactly how you want your chips, exactly how you want your cheese, exactly how you want your jalapenos. They just nail it. And it, and you get it fast. You're just like in and out. 1 minute, you have all of a sudden you have nachos and jalapenos and cheese.
Wow. What are you washing that down with?
Usually like a soda, you know. A diet Coke for me. But I haven't done it in a year. I haven't done it in a year.
Gas station food in a year?
No.
Feeling okay? How's your cholesterol?
Terrible. I feel horrible. I haven't had any gas station.
It's way down. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I got to get that back.
I'm feeling there. Very, very weird. Like, honey, I think I got the COVID. Oh, yeah? Yeah.
You just got low sodium, dear. Eat some salt.
That's what that is. What else, Nick?
All right. Into my bin cuts. I'm sorry. Into my looking out for's.
Yeah, come on. Jesus.
Yeah. One day I'll get it right.
Episode 395.
Yeah. Still working on it. Angry Chairs Barrel Aged Krampus. Another Krampus beer.
Oh, man.
Well past the holidays, you know, but we're going to look out for that.
You always want to barrel age your Krampus.
That's right.
You want an unbarrel-aged Krampus.
No. Can someone make a beer named after me and call it West Coast Grumpus?
West Coast Grumpus.
A.K.A. Get Off My Lawn,
Beer. Get off my lawn, you hazy kids! The Haze Bros are back, honey! Tell them to get out of here! I'm gonna shoot them this time. I'm done messing around. I told the sheriff I'd do it. Give
me a water pistol. I'm going to pressure wash them off the lawn. Fired up. Workforce Brewing Sleepy Bear. It's a barrel-aged stout.
Where's Workforce out of?
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Nick. What's town?
Yeah. What town?
Mm-hmm.
The town of Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire. Workforce Brewing. Blah, blah, blah. Plainsfield, Illinois.
Good old Plainsfield.
Yeah. Sleepy Bear. Bourbon barrel aged salted caramel. Sleepy Bear.
Burble barreled.
Vekfuls. Yas, we are working for your beer.
Yas.
And I think what is beginning to be my brewery of 2021, Bike Dog Brewing's Wake Up the Sun West Coast IPA.
Oh. You're looking out for that, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know if I saw that in the market or not. Maybe. Market might have it.
Mm-hmm. I do appreciate their Bike Dog collection. It's plentiful.
It is plentiful. Still, yeah. So that's what you got?
Yeah. That's my stuff.
Fire, the old 2021's early hot beer style has been black IPAs. I still haven't gotten a hold of one. And if you're wanting to get that Wookiee Jack from Firestone Walker, you better hurry.
Yeah.
They're only going to make one more batch next week, and then that will be it as far as for the foreseeable future. So limited run on that Wookiee Jack. It's not a permanent thing. So if you see it,
damn,
get it.
I want it now. Yeah. No, I want it.
The BIPAs are back and over as quickly as they came back. Which I like having, Make black IPA seasonal and just have them come back once a year. You don't need to make them all year long. Probably a mistake. There's a reason why black IPAs went away. Because people weren't buying them enough. So just bring them back in limited runs and make them, you know, build a little buzz around them. Looking out for beer, Slice Beer Co. Platinum Cuts. I think we're all looking out for this because it's a hazy, but it's a double hazy. It's double.
Okay. Sometimes you're okay with it. I can handle that.
And it's all Citra. But the real reason is the label. It's a label buy. It's all vinyl themed. So I think we're all going to want it.
All right. Yeah, double hazies, I'm good. Triple hazies, yes, please.
You're right. All right, I'm in on that. Society Brewing Company. There's enough
booze, I don't give a shit.
San Diego Society Brewing has made a beer called Light Beer. And I saw this on Beer Night in San Diego's Instagram feed. It's also got a really cool t-shirt that I want the t-shirt as much as I want the beer. But it's just like a light, some sort of light ale. I don't know. It doesn't say lager. It just says light beer. And I feel like it's like an ale of some sort.
Light.
But I'm in on this. Day drinking. Summer's coming. Hopefully. And here's another one for Nick.
I'm listening.
Yeah. Here's one for you to run way away from. It's called Just the Haze. The Sam Adams new beer, Just the Haze, a non-alcoholic hazy, juicy IPA from Sam Adams.
What the hell?
You want this so bad. A hazy, hazy from Sam Adams.
Damn it.
You know you want it.
I'm going to be grumpy all.
Your cousin from Boston is going to drink it and enjoy it.
Is this different than the Wicked Hazy?
Different from the Wicked Hazy. Wicked Hazy. Because this is an A&A That's Hazy.
Wicked Hazy.
You're like...
Nah, Hazy.
You're like man, oh, I hate Hazy beers. How could you make things worse than hazing it? Oh, I know how you can. Take the alcohol out.
Yeah. Take the alcohol. Can I get a subscription box to that, please? Yes. Where do I sign up?
You want a subscription box to N.A. All Hazy's?
None. N.A. Hazy's all summer, please. I cannot wait.
And this week's Humble Sea Brewing beer is a double.
So orange juice. They're selling you orange juice.
Yeah, basically. A DDH Foggy IPA, Kermit the Fog. Kermit the Frog.
Oh.
Miss Piggy.
That's cool.
So I just want the can for Kermit because it's got Kermit on the can.
It's not easy being hazy.
I found this website. It's not exactly a tap room. It's more of a bar sounds, but it's called I Miss My Bar. imissmybar.com. You can do it yourself. And it has bar sounds that you can switch in and out and make for a full. It's got 7 different sounds you can play at once or one. So it's got bartender working, people talking, full room, rain on window, night ambiance, serving drinks, and street ambiance. So this is how bad we're missing bars. We're creating websites that have bar sounds. So let's see if we
can. No yelling at the bartender right as the fan starts.
Let's see if we can figure out a tap room style. So bartender working, let's get that going. It's like he's cutting some things. Oh, he's shaking his drink. Oops. He's blending. Let's get some people. Some people in the bar. So that, all right.
Muddled noises.
Yeah. Yes. Let's get a little street ambiance. We can get the street going. We're downtown Fresno. Got some street ambiance.
Please be a cab honk.
How you feel like you're in the bar now? All right, well, it's starting to get a little bit busy. Starting to get the drinks. Oh, more drinks serving. Wow. Oh, now it's getting night. Getting more ambiance going on. Now it's starting to get busy. Yeah. Hey, you got any? Hey, you have any nada? What can I get you? Not a non-alcoholic hazy? A what? An N.A. hazy. N.A. hazy. What? N.A. hazy.
Northeast.
You want a northeast, bro. Northeast? No, an N.A. hazy. I love them.
I don't think you know what you're doing. It's
N.A. N.A. Is Matt here? What? Matt, I know Matt. I'm industry.
That'll be $25.
Oh, that's industry, right? I'm industry. I know Matt. Okay.
Where's your tickets? You gotta have tickets.
I bought the tacos. Okay. I bought my tacos. I can eat here. I drink here now.
The cat said it was cool. Talk to the cat.
For anybody wondering, I've been here the whole time and I don't even know what's going on.
Oh, it's starting to close up.
This is Starline 2004. Forget it. I'll just have a new castle.
Oh, yeah. We got that. I'm cheering it. Close. Yeah. It's closed. I missed my bar.com if you want to play around with that. Woo! I miss going to Club Fred / Audie's. You just order from the tub. Just get something from the tub.
Yeah. Well, it's in there, Pabst, that's fine.
Whatever.
I got $3. What'll that give me?
Here's $3. Give me something that correlates with this $3. Do we have any new beers that we need to announce or anything? Good.
I opened a Solid Ground.
Oh. Well, we do then.
I love gold.
And they left me.
It's called Radiant. It's a West Coast IPA.
It's called what?
What?
Radiant?
Radium.
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 Mm. Is that from Wazoo Corvette?
Yes.
Wazoo! How is that?
I don't know. It's definitely different from the last beer.
Doesn't sound like a glowing endorsement. Will you call me tonight and leave me a voicemail? Will you talk about beer and tell me you're driving? This is the time where you control the show. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the Dorktown Network. You can leave a 4 or 3 minute voicemail on there. And you can also just record something yourself and send that file to us. PerfectPourPodcast@gmail.com. And that's how you, the listener of the Perfect Pour, can get on the show. And let's start with traditional voicemail this week. And we've got to one. It is from...
Hey, guys. Paul. Hey, Mikey. Paul.
Yes.
I seem to recall a few months back, you were talking about you wanted to get into a German beer kick.
Uh-huh.
And you said you wanted to kind of start on Kolsch's.
Yeah.
So, have you done that? And if so, have you had the Gaffel Kolsch? That is Gaffel Kolsch. Comes in a six pack with a sort of a high brown cardboard packed, like longish neck bottles. Anyway, it is, I've been getting it kind of on the regular. It's really the best Kolsch ever. Of course, from Germany, there's no date. And
we do not date. Matter.
I mean, really, like, it's just super amazingly fantastic. And it's hard to describe why it's fantastic. But if you see it, I think I've seen it at BevMo, but usually I get it in places where it's in a refrigerator. Burn on BevMo. so yeah, try that one. I don't know if you've tried others. There are a lot of great German beers out there, and I enjoy them thoroughly. They're in a completely different camp than others. A little car tangent. I seem to recall Courtney calling in and saying that she was born in 1979, and there aren't a whole lot of cool cars in 1979. I disagree. The first generation Toyota 4x4s came out in 1974, and I really honestly think they have not made a more attractive truck since then.
I might agree with
it
this.
It is the most badass, sought-after Toyota 4x4. Badass. Also, the Jetta. First Jetta came out in 78. They were scantily released in the United States, but if you can get your hands on a 78 or 79 Jetta, they are so tiny and adorable. So there is my car tangent. Cheers. Keep up the good work. Bye.
Bye. Nice.
Mikey, I kind of feel like he called you out, kind of like in the way of, like, Mikey, I thought you said you'd mow the lawn this weekend. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna. Well, it's Sunday, and the sun went down an hour ago.
Well, I'm gonna do it later.
I'm gonna do it later.
It's COVID. I can't mow now.
I'm gonna mow it before work.
Yeah, I'm gonna get up tomorrow morning. Mow it.
I get up early.
Yeah, I did a whole 4-pack of Kolsch. And that's when my Kolsch experimenting ended for the season. But I'm gonna start it back up with.
Well, that's over.
Yeah, I'm gonna start it back up with Paul's suggestion, being the leader. So I'm into it. I like them. They're good day drinking beers. Awesome day drinking beers.
I like that. You're just kind of like, why did I stop buying Bugles? And you go buy a bag of Bugles and you're like, yep.
Yeah, they're horrible. Bugles are the worst.
Those are Bugles.
Bugles might be the worst snack. Snacks. They're just bad. They're not, there's something wrong with the flavoring of a Bugle.
Really? We're going to go there? Worst snack?
Yeah, worst snack. Bugles.
Worst snack.
Vegetable potato chips.
Not Tom's hot fries.
I don't think I've ever had those.
Oh my.
Yeah.
I'd like to cheers to Paul for diving into the other realm of Volkswagens, which is the water cool sector of Volkswagens. Matt and I typically don't go into that realm of the world, but
nope.
He is correct. There is many, many Volkswagens that existed beyond what we do.
I've always wondered what it would be like to own a water cooled, like an early MK, but
I guess I have. I owned a New Beetle at one time. Actually, Karen owned it, but you know, it was a collaborative effort.
Look at you, Dimple.
We worked with a very special individual at the same auto parts store, and that guy would just, like, somebody would walk in the door and, like, he would just disappear in the back and just come back up with the, like, the plastic water part that they needed to be like,
yeah,
somebody's like,
water jack is busted again, huh?
I have this, just this smidgen of a part, and he'd be like, 111, 109, 962B, be right back.
Well, oh, you're Rodney?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
I want to. What are these? Can you picture these Jettas he's talking about? These little baby.
Yes.
Late 78 Jettas.
A Samsonite travel bag with wheels.
I love gold.
See, If we're talking 70s, 80s German, BMWs are way sexier. Ooh. Yeah. Nothing like a BMW E30 to, you know, tickle you in the right places.
I've just opened up a new beer from Ghost Town Brewing out of Oakland, California. It's called Upended. It's a hazy IPA with Equinox, Simcoe, and Centennial. Heavy on the Centennial. Got a kind of a dusty feel to it. Yeah. And got this at Whole Foods because I've been just going out all week, and it was Sunday. I'm just like, I don't want to go out, leave the house anymore. I'm done leaving the house.
You just wanted to visit your parking spot.
Yep. So I went on the Amazons, even though I hate what Amazon represents anymore, but I still use it because I hate myself. And I'm going to get some beer delivered today. And I went on there, and they had the Focal Banger on there, on the website, on the local thing. I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, they got it up on the website? Wow. I'm like, yeah. Even though it was $19 for the 4-pack, I'm like, all right, I'll do it. Well, actually, it was $19.99. I was like, cool. I'm going to get me some Alchemist beer here brought to my house within 2 hours. Sounds pretty good to me. And, of course, what happened if you've ordered something from Whole Foods delivered enough, you know.
Did you get substituted?
Oh, yeah. For right off the bat, first substitution. Oh, what do you want? And this was what they substituted the Alchemist, the Focal Banger with. I'm just like, whatever. I don't want to deal with trying to find something new. So I'm like, fine. Because I haven't had anything from Ghost Town yet. So it's all right. Wow. It's not bad.
At least you didn't get 805.
Yeah, they're all
$19 805.
I'm like, Focal Banger, suggest your replacement. 805.
805. The can, same color, black and silver.
Look, it's craft.
It's craft.
So that's why I just opened. Well, thank you, Paul. And I'm going to get started on that Kolsch thing, you know, the COVID thing really affected my Kolsch vibe. So that's what happened there.
Oh, is that old music?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't recognize that?
No, I haven't called the line in a while.
Oh, yeah, that's what it sounds like.
What's going on, Perfect Pour? It's Colin and Janine. We are recording on Wednesday, which is pretty close to the wire.
Oh. I don't know if you guys are recording yet. You almost got in the world between worlds.
That's all good. Janine, you want to say hi?
Hi.
Janine's drinking wine. She's having a glass of wine.
Boo. Yeah.
Yep. I got a wine club for my birthday from my father, so have to drink some wine every now and then.
Good idea for dad.
I decided to have a World
War. He'd be like, how's our wine club working out for you?
So in our hazy beer pack from Craft Beer Kings that Janine got for me, I got that spray paint can beer that Mikey got, or that drank, you know, he drank.
Do you remember who it was from?
I don't. The can's in the basement, but I know if you know Mikey and you look at his photos and his pictures on Instagrams and
yeah,
we're gonna try it tomorrow.
Yeah. For yeah,
tomorrow, Boomtown. For it's a Boomtown beer.
Yeah, New Brew Thursday badge.
And we also got another North Park beer.
Oh man, the stuff's really good that we get from this hazy pack. We're kind of impressed. Kind of similar to you know, the way Florida Steve's got his pack thing going on. We've got ours. So anyway, sorry about the Tesla. So apparently, so I know there was a lot of Tesla talk.
No, don't be sorry
about our Tesla being noisy.
Right, and it's not noisy when you're physically, personally riding in it. It's just when we record, it seems like the microphone picks up a lot of extraneous noise that we don't hear being physically in it, I guess. So it's kind of weird. It's like, and no, Matt, it does not make the engine noise. It does make fart noises, though, if you tell it to. Sound really likes that. You can make it fart every time you turn on the turn signal. and he loves it.
Oh, no.
He thinks it's hilarious.
It just has, it does have an inordinate amount of road noise, I guess, you know, like the tires. I don't know. It's because it's low to the ground. It's not an SUV. I don't know. It makes
doesn't
more noise.
Doesn't have engine noise.
It makes more noise than my Honda Pilot does. I don't know. So, I don't know. That's pretty good. Not a whole lot of activity going on the beer front. We didn't really get to a new brewery last weekend, but
no. Well, it was Valentine's weekend, and we had a lot of birthdays. It was Colin's sister's birthday and my mom's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So we did birthday, you know, kind of stuff.
But we're gonna check out this place called Briar Commons, which is one of those places where it's kind of like a restaurant, but we have a brewery. You know, kind of like I guess what Red Rocks
is a brewery.
Or no, is it Red Rocks? What's the name of that fucking place? That's up there. Rolling Rock or Red Rocks or they have the fucking...
Up where?
Goddamn beer.
Red Truck?
Well, they're kind of like a food place with beer. No, the one everybody knows. Rock Bottom. Sorry. Totally blank. There's a time of your time. Never going to get back. Anyway, kind of like Rock Bottom. Like they were a big restaurant and we make beers. Anyway.
But it's not a chain.
So Briar Commons is going to be, that's our spot for this weekend. We're probably going to call you guys back this weekend and make the next week's show if possible.
And so we want you to
keep up the good work, guys. Yeah.
Denver.
Ooh, got in there.
Ooh, they dropped it.
Dropped it. They did it.
Don't feel bad about owning a Tesla. We were just having fun.
No, yeah. I don't.
Yeah.
That's no problem with Teslas.
Yeah, my truck. Keep up the good work. Keep up the good work. My truck averages 10.2 miles to the gallon. America.
America. That's right. Burn up as much oil as we need to.
Mm-hmm.
Who's America?
Thanks, Colin and Janine, having the funds out there in the Colorado, repping it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, question for you guys, real quick.
All right.
Are you guys familiar with this meme face? Like when somebody says something so dumb, that's your reaction?
Yeah.
So I've seen this floating around on the internet. It's all doing the 3-day challenge. No alcohol on February 29th, 30th, and 31st.
Yeah.
Yay.
That's my reaction.
Durr.
Durr. Yeah.
I'm
I've
in.
Seen that
I'll
joke.
Do it.
Seen that
all
joke
days.
Around.
I'll do it all 3 days.
I'll do it too. 29, 30th, 31. I want all listeners to do the non-alcohol challenge. We're all going to clean out February 29, 30, and 31.
I'll go one further. I'll even give up coffee.
Whoa.
And I'll give up petting my dogs on those 3 days.
Wow.
I will not do any of those things.
Dang.
The dogs won't forgive.
The dogs will not forget me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude.
We're moving in with Uncle Matt. Please. Bye.
You suck.
We're here, he's got a cat, but we don't care.
We'll eat it, and then we'll take over.
We'll just share a bed with the cat. We don't care. Mm-hmm. There's plenty of room. We're going vegan while we're at it.
There's a white boxer down the street from me. All I can do is, like, he'll, like, bark at me, and then I would just, like, stop and wave at him, and then he calms down. He's like, I don't know who you are. And I was like, that's fine.
He's all, you're freaking me out, bro. Like,
friend or foe?
Why are you waving at me? You're freaking me out, man. What's that about? What's your agenda?
If you want to know a boxer's true intent, watch the tail.
Watch the tail. If they start making that circle, that you half circle, you're okay.
You're in. You're fine. Okay. There's no,
crescent walking.
The crescent walk. I like that.
I don't know. You don't know if the butter and the nose is going to get into the room first.
Right.
Hey, it's Radar from Wisconsin here. Warming up.
What's up, Radar?
Today, which is Friday. It'll be hitting the 20s.
Woo!
Mike, you were wondering what we do when it's
roaring 15?
Well, the answer? Nothing.
Yeah.
It's too cold to do anything but drink. Not a lot of dry Januaries up here. The stout season lasts a little longer in the upper Midwest. But hey,
That's our next move. Retiring
by
to.
By default, my wife has become now my narwhal buddy.
Nice.
Take it or leave it.
She has the E choice. Well, she has to be your narwhal buddy. Up.
Till next time. Oh, drinking a smells like bean spirit double maple from Microphone down by there by Chef in Chicago.
Hi.
Hashtag JazzAnts 2024. I'm now taking pre-orders for campaign buttons. Keep up the good work, guys.
Get back. Back.
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Hello,
I there is like a low level, like so achievable, like it's sad that I haven't like accomplished this, but there I do want to have the whole like, oh, we should chill down the beers, but versus grabbing the fridge, it's like you open the door or window and you just stick them in the ice right outside or the snow outside.
Oh yeah.
I do want to have that experience. I feel like that's a pretty
nice
low level bucket list.
I feel like, yeah, you can get a get with get with one of your mountain friends, and then you get a cabin up there at the the China Peak. Maybe you can pull something like that off.
So I genuinely don't like following vehicles, you know, like vehicles that are like towing, like have like yard trimmings and stuff like that, and they're like flying off and hitting your windshield and stuff, but I don't mind it when there's vehicles that have like still snow on them and mm-hmm. you're like falling behind it, and little bits of snow are kind of like hitting your car. That's kind of cool. That's not bad. Harmless.
Yeah. It's fun. I like, yeah, don't when somebody
chicken truck
when it there's a big snow in the mountains, and then somebody comes down the next morning from the hill, and they're all vehicles all snowed up. You're down here in the valley, like, what?
What is that?
What you do?
What does the top of your vehicle, sir?
Voicemails still going on.
Hey guys, the Fontana Jim here.
Oh,
I know it's been a little while since I've called in, but I was busy kicking COVID in its ass. Now that I've recovered from that, I got my antibodies all built
up.
Glad
you're back, Jim.
Wanted to get people back into the Garage Boys March Madness Untapped Beer Contest. Beep, 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 beep. So the first rule was send the Fontana Jim a DM.
Nudes.
And I've got that from a couple people, including yep. one of you three triplets. So one of you entered in, but the other two are not. So a key to this contest is the beer regulation unit. And that has to do with not just having a new beer. It has to do with how much beer and how much alcohol you've had. So say if you had a 8-ounce pour of a 20% beer, you get more points than having a 2-ounce sampler of a 4% sour beer.
Wow. That's a lot of work.
Big beers, awesome.
I'm hearing a lot of work in that.
Stouts
gym.
Are awesome.
I don't think you're thinking that through.
In polishing off that 12% bomber, Nick, that gets you more points than the guy who just goes ahead and has 3 Bud Lights. Or maybe they'd never had domestic
That's
beer
right.
before. Say I had a Bud Light and a Coors Light and a Michelob Light, and they'd count that as 3 unique beers.
What about
no,
Ultra?
No, sir. That's not how it works with the Garage Boys. So, friend me on Untappd. Send me a DM on Untappd. I will put you into a special perfect pour Garage Boy March Madness contest friend group in the old Untappd. And then for the Untappd, starting this Friday, I'll start doing the rest of February as my examples on how you should be untapping. But basically, it is number of ounces at the percent of your ABV. So I have a can of...
Just drink big, man.
Heller High Pomegranate in front of me, which is by 21st Amendment. I picked that up right before I went on the COVID lockdown. And as I'm looking over this can, It's a 12-ounce can. And I'm looking for an ABV on the can. And here it is, 4.9%. So if I were checking this in, I'd say 12 at 4.9. That's how the point system works. Highest point total at the end of end of March wins. And I'm sure I'll add in a couple more rule updates, but uniques don't count. You can go ahead and polish off a six-pack or a four-pack of whatever you think is fun and fantastic and count every single one of those. You're going to have to count them all in. You're going to have to tag me on all of them, and then you'll be in. Bye, guys. Keep up the good work.
So just tag the Fontana Gym on all your beers now. Just do it.
Yeah.
Especially if they're
I'm going to clear out my cellar between now and March.
Not when you're drinking your NA hazies. That's not going to work.
No NA hazies. Zero times zero is still zero.
Yep. 0.0. Well, thanks everyone for calling into the show. Appreciate your contribution. You get nothing for that, but you did come. Oh, wait. Oh, no. That was it. Thought there might have been one more. Ah! So let's go. Let's keep it going. Drink your beers. And I've finished up my, I've got all my upended poured out. I'm still drinking it.
Where's Chew Your Beer? No Chew.
Yeah, no Chew. Good point. No Chew Your Beer this week. We're not really hearing from Scotty B driving. Where's Scotty B? A lot of no shows, man. What's going on?
Pandemia.
Well, I know actually. Well, Chew had one of his children get in a traffic accident, which they're okay.
Oh.
They're okay, but it may have affected Chew's calling in. We're on Untap. We use it. It's an app for all of us beer drinkers. Want to check in the beers, get social with it, whatever. You can use it however the hell you want. Even if you want to rate beers, not my style.
Even not at all?
Yeah. You can rate a beer one star, one and just say, not my style. You can do it. Piss off the brewer. Whatever, man. Or you can give perfectly well done reviews, or you can just not review at all and just use it as a documentation app.
5 stars, num
the Nikiti. What were you drinking this week?
I had just some repeats.
Repeats.
Eats. We're still doing our Tuesday night farmers markets at the River Park. So Barrel House is back open. Mm-hmm. Had a Big Sur IPA over there.
Yeah.
You already had it.
I already had it.
Do they have any guest taps over there? Is it all
Barrel House? No. Just Barrel House. Okay.
They have a Barrel House, and Barrel House.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. Don't forget the Barrel House.
Yeah.
But if you buy their beer, they let you use their tables to eat your food at.
Okay.
From the food trucks. And they have heaters.
Heaters.
It's cold outside.
Sir, you're going to have to buy a beer. Okay.
Oh, darn. Please let me buy a beer.
The Big Sur is pretty good beer.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
They had just opened, and I was hanging out with two friends We had gone to Eureka. You have two friends. Talked him into going to Barrel House.
Now you're just bragging.
You bragger.
Yeah. And I feel bad because both friends I found out preferred cocktails or cider or wine. And I took them to the one place.
And I stopped immediately stopped being friends beer. With them.
There's no longer friendship.
I haven't hung out with them since.
You're like the Jerry I would be Jerry Seinfeld of a beer friend. I'm like, he's like, yeah, but she's kind of a cocktail drinker. Oh, yeah. Well, she's out. So you're out in the North Parks.
Is this still me?
No, wait.
We've been doing.
It's you, but it what? Was Matt. Where Matt was Matt, out there in the Matt North was Park. North
Shaw's. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
River Park, North Parks. We have our own North Park. It's called River Park.
That's right. North Park, North.
You guys are all Barrel House. I haven't even been to River Park.
I know.
All year.
It's where we end up. It sucks. I wish it was more local, but
you're like thinking
I went to go buy a pair of Vans. I was confused.
You like that van store in River Park better than the Fashion Fair van store?
Yes.
Oh,
I forgot Sorry. About that.
I'll let Matt answer.
No. My mind went to Sean Blackstone. That SBI. I forgot that.
I'm talking about has a complete van store. There's also a Vans outlet out there at Herndon and 99.
Shh, that doesn't exist. nobody out there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Fresno has three van stores.
Yes, we were Vans rich.
What do you think about that? Suck on that, Paso Robles. Two Arby's and three van stores. Beat that.
And now we got your Barrel House. We don't need you anymore.
Yeah, we need you for. Got 8 of 5 everywhere.
So, okay. You just brought up an amazing topic for
yet again. To call in.
Yeah.
Amazing topic. Please, people, call in. Let us
know. Tell us about your van store.
No.
Oh. An amazing topic.
This is
van stores. What's your city's count for van stores?
This
podcast has done this well.
The Arby's comment.
Arby's. They apparently have meats. I don't know.
No. Hear me out.
I'll hear any Arby's out.
So
any Arby's that wants to come on the show, please.
No. That's a fraction of this conversation.
It's a big fraction.
So I want people to call in to say or give us some examples of, even if we don't know the restaurant, things that have taken over the building that you still know what it previously was.
Oh.
In Fresno, we have a lot of.
I think that's all Fresno, right? Does Fresno have any business that's old an original? Taco Bells.
Yes.
Old Taco Bells. And then Burger King's that used to have the playpen inside. Those three places
are
indistinguishable with no matter whether it was Arsenio's or an insurance company or a wings and ribs place.
Blazing ribs.
I got one for the Fresnan. Is he listening right now? Is the Fresnan listening?
I think he is, yeah.
Okay, so we were at the Triangle Burger.
Yeah.
That was formerly a Foster's Burger.
Oh, okay.
Across from Hoover High.
Yeah, I know exactly where you're.
First and Barstow.
I'm Fresno. I know that exactly where you
are. It's adjacent to the vacant lot that was formerly Porky's.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
That was formerly Woody's.
Uh-huh. Uh-oh.
What was it before Woody's?
I don't know. You got me there.
Oh, damn it. Damn it.
Woody's before okay. Woody's. It was Porky. What? It was Porky's.
Porky's was after Woody's.
And then it was before was Woody's. I don't know.
Was there something before Woody's? Or was Woody's the inception of that?
I
don't know.
I would have I would have said Woody's is, but it sounds like not.
Okay. We don't know. We just noticed the building's gone, which means it was so bad they had to knock it down
versus
turn it into something else.
They funked that building so bad, they're like, no.
This dive bar cannot get any divier.
Because, like, usually, we must knock it down. Usually, like, even if the building is really bad, it's still better to just take it down the studs and then start from that. But, like, they're like, they took the building away. No, let's just remove every
piece. Dirt is better than what is standing on this.
Too many drinking with Lincolns.
Every time it had overhead sun, like right at noon, it's like the pee smell started surfacing from the floorboards. And you're just like, you can't get rid of that.
It's effervescing. You can't get that out. You got to just till the land.
Till it up.
Yeah, it's like the salt content of soil. It just doesn't go away.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ammonia for life.
All right. It's good. Oh, yeah, Nick. Well, we're on Nick's.
There's mine. I want somebody to tell me what was it before Woody's.
Yeah. Somebody call in with that. Call in to the Flowing with Famous. We'll play that on Flowing with Famous. Beardy Brewer 87. We already know you're in the river parks. Well, you've been drinking this week.
Oh, no. So the thing I said was back in November.
Oh, okay. So. I missed that. What do you know? I missed a detail. Very rare for me, I know, but.
Mike, you pay attention.
One got by you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, once in a while. Pandemic. Stuff gets by you.
So as aforementioned, friend Stuart came to town and dropped off some beers. So I had the Alesmith IPA, fantastic beer. Do you recommend picking it up?
Had it.
They also had, this is for Mikey, they had Cloudstream, which was a hazy IPA. Mm-hmm. It was really good. Mm-hmm. They can pull it off.
Okay. They're hazy. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
The beers are fresh. I checked the dates.
They got the market. I'll get it. I'll go there tomorrow.
When Wazoo or Brian dropped off beers,
Wazoo
made sure that I paid note of one of the beers. Oh, excuse me. From Slice Brewing Company, there was Powerful Herbs.
Powerful Herbs,
American
man.
IPA.
It's got a lot of sativa in it.
From Flatland Brewing Company, there was Forever Again.
Forever Again.
Another Slice Beer Company, an Imperial IPA called Fuzzy Dreams. And probably my favorite can of the allotment is the Vaccinator from.
No.
That was looking out for beer.
Nice.
The Vaccinator.
So. Hopefully it wasn't meant for you, Mikey, because I intercepted the box and.
Well, I noticed in my DMs that Wazoo, he was offering to drop them, by the house when he was in town, but I didn't get to that in time. So.
But I have. I saved some beers that he's donated the past couple times for you guys. So we just need to get them up to see you. There's plenty of goodies still left to share.
Yeah. All three of us are terrible. Like we don't live that far, but just doing these beer runs are just too much. Yeah. I leave my house for work. What do I have to leave my house again for?
Boo.
Boo. I've had a really terrible week, by the way, with where my work truck is on the fritz, and it's just been, it's just been a big mess for me, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm just here to talk about that.
Are you having trouble shifting from forward to reverse?
Well, I'm having trouble starting. I've got one of the classic battery issues. Is it the battery? Is it the battery cables? Is it the starter? Is it the alternator? What is it?
Wow. I don't know. What is it?
I don't know.
It's probably the battery. If the battery's more than 3 years old, it's probably the battery.
Probably the battery. I don't know.
You have a commercial grade Ford Ranger.
Yeah.
You probably start the thing at least 30 times a day because you don't have a remote entry where you can keep it running. And so that's always hard on the batteries. If you have a vehicle that you put several thousands of miles on a year and you're always starting it, and it just kills cells.
Don't forget about light bar draw.
Oh, yeah.
Light bar draw.
Light bars.
And cigarette lighter draw from
powering. Using that cigarette lighter all the time.
The popping Bluetooth FM adapter.
I pop it in.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
But
I gotta use that adapter so I can listen to my podcast. Matt, that's all you've been kind of drinking? Beauty Brewer 87?
I feel like that was a fair amount of beers.
All right. Doesn't know. I don't know if this is seasonal or it just come back around in town, but the Hop Concepts IPA from the Hop Concept is back in the market. Great beer. It's a little bit different than from the last time I had it, but it's still good. I'd recommend it. It's at the market. San Diego's the Hop Concept.
You should recommend it.
The aforementioned pale from the crypt, Liquid Gravity. Great pale ale. I enjoyed that beer. Great label. And one of the rare times where the label buy matches with the beer.
All good.
Yeah, local. I drank some more local. Incinerati.
Whoa.
Previous guest on the Perfect Board. Number 30. Kalamitos Intent. It says Imperial Double New England beer. And that's a good beer. It's got some vanilla in there. It's a little lactosey IPA. Pretty nice. I don't mind a little lactose in my IPA once in a while. The Future is Fluid from Almanac Beer Company. That is a nice beer. Also at the market. And El Segundo Brewing Radioactive Fallout New England IPA. That is very cool. Cool label and good beer as well. And then I got that Fresh Haze IPA from Deschutes, but the Tall Boy can.
Yeah.
And that's, I also got that in my Whole Foods buy a delivery. Yeah. And it was, of course, it was old. It was like 4-5 months old.
And
I choked it down. And I'm just like, I'm like, is it me or I think any IPA drinker that buys a lot of beer at the grocery store, which I have during this pandemic, has been like the grocery store has been my big source of beer. It's like, it feels like I'm the only one drinking craft beer IPAs. It's like every IPA is like 4 months old, 5 months old. I'm just like, I'm just coming back to it. It's the same beer that, I usually shop like once a week, maybe twice a week.
There's no refresh.
There's like, it's just, this is the same shelf as it was a week ago. Does nobody come in here and buy, like, I'm the only guy that buys beer in here, like craft beer in here. Like when I go to the register, when I go to the register, the cashier is like, always like, whoa, what's this? Do we have this?
Like, that's a sign.
Like, nobody reacts to my things I buy more than and when I go through with my beer, because they're like, well, all these things I go through are new to the cashiers. Like, whoa, we have this? Like, yeah, it's been there. Like, apparently nobody buys this.
Typical pandemic buying is the mass quantity cheapest products available. So most people are buying 30 pack cases of Coors Light.
Like, just so a case.
Yes, you are just like the unique one.
Case and get in a Houston Dallas situation where there's no water or power for a week. I gotta get my Coors Lights.
Mm-hmm. So you probably are the only one at that store buying the good.
The only one. Like, there's a whole freaking cooler of all these craft beers, and they just sit there. Yeah. And every week I come back, and it's the same fucking cooler as I left it a week ago. I'm like, why is this even here? Just freaking get rid of it. I'm a craft beer fan. Just
stock it with,
and I'm just like, I don't even want to see this anymore. I don't want to see the fuck. I'm the only person that stops here. Me and Matt and Nick, we're the only people that stop at this shelf. Just get rid of it.
Yeah. Get your spicy mustard and your craft beer on the same aisle.
Yeah, there's pickles and olives across from these beers. Ranch dressing.
Ranch of all dressings.
Ranch.
I mentioned this in a previous episode, but it's having the delicacy of not ordering too much. You know, I know I've praised Whole Foods recently, but they have like a rotating New Glory IPA one.
Okay. So, Mikey, you got to hear this.
Uh-oh.
It's not the beers, it's the aisles.
It's not the beers, it's the aisles, man.
Not the beers, it's the aisles.
It's the aisles.
It's the aisles. Tell me that's not good.
It's solid.
They put the beer in the wrong aisle.
Yeah. What were you saying, Matt?
Let me see if I can retrain my thought process.
It's not the beers, it's the aisles, man.
It's having flexibility with the product that you bring in matched with not ordering too much. Mm-hmm. So
people order too much. Well, cause it's a whole like, hey man, buy a pallet of this and you get a discount. And then like freaking one case goes, and then you've got three cases of the same beer sit there for 5 months.
So that's exactly the method that you're talking about. It's, if you brought in a case at a time, there could be, and you're good about restocking that one case, but say it rotates every time. I feel like you would sell more beer that way, because there's could be like what Mikey said. Maybe there's only three people that buy a four pack. There's 6 4 packs in a case. So yeah, maybe we buy the same beer twice. It sells out. They rotate to the next one. Those three people buy twice, you know, and it just keeps going. But eventually that'll add into more sales. And it'll prevent Mikey from flipping cans upside down.
Yep.
No, that's the goal here. Yep. That's the real goal here.
You hear me and hear me now, grocery stores. I will flip your cans if you don't fucking rotate properly. Look, it's produce. You got to think of beer is produce. And I've worked in produce, not that much, but You freaking rotate not that much, but you rotate everything up.
I know something.
The new shit's down on the bottom, and you stack all the old shit on top of the new shit, and it's fucking rotating. Nobody's doing that with the beer. They're just like sticking the shit in the shelves. You look back in the behind, in the back of the beer cooler, there are some freaking ancient relics, antiques. You could switch out and bring to a freaking shop in downtown Clovis. Like, you want to sell this? Can I sell this? These are ancient antique beers. Got them
for the... fish you worthy, bro.
Yeah. I'm just frustrated because there's like no... I can't even rely on a fucking Sierra Nevada in the grocery store. You're just like, well, a lot of people buy Sierra Nevada. Of course, it's going to be freaking new beer. Can't even rely on that. And not enough...
Old man yells at clouds.
Even Stone. Stone is all about being fresh. Stone, fresh. Well, any of the six packs that have cardboard on them, they don't have the dates on them. Even Stone, I can't even tell.
Oh.
And then there's one brewery. I took pictures of it. I think I'm gonna put it in the drinking and thinking. It was like that Sacramento. The Reno guy that was in Sacramento and then he went to Reno. The Revision, Revision. Where he went came from. That brewery is like all their dates are like all the dates on the bottom of the cans are like not smudged, but they're not printed in the right spot, so you can't tell what the fuck they are. All of them. Like all whatever their date printer isn't dating the cans properly, or you're printing it on at the right spot, so you can't tell. So they're completely meaningless. They're just like unreadable. So it's like fuck. This is pent up, freaking pandemic grocery store buying beer aggression. Right now, I'm letting it out. I'm trying to feel better. This is my I don't have a therapist, so podcasting is my therapy. So everyone forgive me.
Wow. That's a hell of a title.
podcasting is my therapy. There you go. It still doesn't beat the it's not the beers, it's the aisles. That's our title of this episode. So good luck beating that out. Hi. Should I open another beer?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Wow. Most people are like, no, Mike, no, don't.
Is that the studio ghost?
Yeah.
Yep.
So much. Wasn't prepared. Yet again. The perfect pour.
I love We're not prepared. Gold.
Mikey wasn't prepared. Episode 395.
Doi. Episode all episodes. This I am. I went into
one
the
through 394.
The producer's section of the beer fridge for this one. Because I am all out of beer.
I'm tweeting at her tomorrow.
No, don't tell her. The Black Booty Porter from the Schultz. This is how bad off I am. Not only am I stealing from other people's beer, I'm getting porters.
Porters.
That happened to me once when I was just an average bartender. Somebody's like, I'll get the butt porter.
Get the butt porter.
I was like, I'm pretty sure I know what And he's all, I know what I said. And I was like, okay.
He's all, I know what I said. Okay. Don't correct me.
Gotcha. Right up. They'll be right up.
I'll bring your butts right up here. I'm enjoying the, I mean, there's no more of a solid porter than the Deschutes Black Butte. I mean, it's like the calibrating porter.
But they have Obsidian Stout. That's if you can get Black Butte, good. If you can get Obsidian, do it.
Do that.
The brother will agree, but he's not here to.
The Deschutes Porter is always at the Save Marts, and it's almost always $8.99 for a six pack. So you can't beat it.
Can you join it?
You can join it as well. You can beat it, join it, become it. Matt, do you have some cheers?
First of all, I did open another beer. I know we're talking about late show beers.
I love it.
I love gold!
From Moonraker, I'm drinking an ESB, which they do that.
Remember ESBs? You remember ESBs?
But I'm going to say the name, and I know immediately Mikey's going to say it with an accent, but it's the name of the beer is Bob's Your Uncle.
I'm resisting. I'm not saying anything.
I know you want to say it.
No, don't want to say it.
Yep.
No. Wow. I'm not some accent monkey.
Mm-hmm. I don't just do an accent when you want me to.
Only like doing it when nobody wants me to do it.
Yeah, that's the best time.
Say it.
Nope, can't do it. It's a stalemate.
Wow.
Fine. Okay. Thanks. I was genuinely trying.
Thank you for giving that win, Matt. As a married man, you don't really get much wins. So thank you for giving that to me, Matt.
I was generally trying to set something up for you to be humorous, and you straight just shut it down. Because
I pissed all over it. Sorry, Matt. Thank you for that, though.
I'm disappointed in
you. I know. I'm disappointed in myself every day. Any other cheers? Cheers. Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't gotten to my cheers yet. Oh,
okay.
Cheers. I mean, seriously, though, guys, cheers out to Fontana Jim. I mean,
wow.
I mean, you know, looking back, I realized he was a little bit quiet, but I didn't realize it was because of
COVID.
Yeah,
man. Good. Cheers for getting through that.
I know there's a few of our friends. They're friends first, they're listeners second. But I know that's a few of our friends, it's hit pretty close to home. But, you know, it's always pretty shocking knowing that someone close to you could get hit with it. And, you know, you never really know the outcome. So I'm glad that he's on the mend, the other side of the past the sober January, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Sobertober.
Dry January. That's why probably what caused it. He was being dry in January and then he got the COVID.
Didn't have the antibodies.
Yeah.
I always think of the Simpsons episode with Mr. Burns. He was like, well, hell am I? Am I healthy? And they're like, no, actually. And it's like they had like a bunch of like diseases and germs. Like, it's like, see, they're just all trying to get through this doorway at once and they're just blocked.
You have so many that they're just blocked and you're staying alive.
Yeah. So nothing, there's so many things inside of you, but they just can't through the doorway. So they're just, you know, stopped right there. So sometimes I wonder if that's what it's like. Yeah, less cryptic things. Obviously, cheers out to Wazoo Corvette for donating beers.
Cheers, Wazoo.
Cheers out to Colin and Janine for following up on Tesla stuff. I am familiar with the farting noise thing. It's like,
that's real. I think they weren't joking about that.
So there's a multi-speaker system. I don't know if it's 20 in all the vehicles, but there's multi-speakered systems in the vehicles, and it's like, it'll give you a diagram and you can kind of articulate where the sound would be. It could be direct center. It could be over to a side, but yeah, it could be a flick of a steering wheel knob or a turn signal switch, and it'll let a fart noise. So yeah, say you're on a first date, you put a fart noise in the right.
Say you're on a first date, you're on a gonna get that fart noise in.
Yeah, and you're just like, whoa, that came from your side of the car. What's going on over
whoa,
there?
You're a farter, whoa, huh? Whoa. Didn't say that on your profile.
We gotta reevaluate this situation.
Jeez. We need to stop at a rest stop here. We can. That's what you got there, Matt? Matty boy?
Yep.
All right. That ain't Katie?
Yeah, double cheers to Wazoo Corvette trying to make a looking out for happen from the new glory. And on Untapped, we have a new friend, Super Brandino.
Brandino!
4,300 check-ins, 4,100
uniques. Oh, that's impressive.
Yeah. All right. Messing around here.
4,100 new uniques, huh? Let me see. What am I? Mm-hmm. Now that makes me want to look at my uniques.
Oh, yeah.
What are your uniques? I am not. Never mind.
Yeah. Wilmington, Delaware. Do we have a new rep? Do we have a Delaware rep yet?
Is he just a fan of the Nick or is he a fan of the Perfect Pour? We'll see.
We will see.
He's just like, man, friends, I like this. I like this, the Nick 80 style on Untapped. Yeah. I don't care what else like he's that. Doing.
He doesn't check in.
Like he only drinks style. Stouts. I just follow him. I'm not going to follow Nick, or I'm not going to follow Matt or Mikey. Nope. I'm just following Nick.
Yeah.
Because he likes stouts. Stout boy.
Photography efforts.
Photographer.
Photographer.
That's all. Cheers.
That's my cheer.
Mm-hmm. Cheers to our golden gods. These are a group of people that actually give us a little bit of their hard-earned cash every month, and we appreciate it on Patreon. Patreon.com/perfectpour. These golden gods give us $5 or more a month, and then we take that money and pay for all our bills. So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So thank you guys. Thank you all, our golden gods, making happen for us. And so we don't have to pay any bills for doing the show. So we appreciate your appreciation of the show. Thank you. Yes. Also, cheers to Brendan Moylan, owner of Marin Brew Co. and Moylan's Brewing. Wow. He is his 60th birthday this week. So,
whoa.
Cheers to one of the OG indie beer places up there in the Marins. As soon as I get vaccinated, as soon as my family gets fully vaccinated, we're going to do a summer Marin trip. We're highly overdue for some Marin. Hopefully meet up with some Paul and we'll get back to some normal party brewing ways. meet up at the Marin or at Marin Bruco there. Right next to the prison. Right in the shadow of prison. Also cheers to Stereo_Hero, Hops_Hound, Jason Martinez, 99, The Fontana Jim, and everybody that talks about the show. Man, this Black Beauty Porter, it's got me messed up, bro.
Tearing me up.
Everyone that shares the show and on their social medias. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Let's take a little sip of this Deschutes.
Yeah.
Oregon. Oh, that's
Oregon.
Oh man. I just taste all the Oregon in there. So good. So thank you everyone for listening to the show. You guys got any closing thoughts you wanna give out for the rest of the week? Here on this Friday.
What's with the baseball cards going up like crazy?
Are they going up all crazy?
Like, yeah, Target has put a moratorium on baseball cards.
What?
You could only buy 3 packs per customer.
Dang. Per visit. Look at baseball cards. Coming back. Making the comeback. Mike Oz is loving it.
Yeah.
Well, everyone wants to come in my garage and all the boxes of my baseball cards I got.
That's, they want your stuff. Yeah. Well, if your daughter wants to start an eBay account next week, I'd be careful.
I'd be like, right, don't have as many cards as I used to. What's going on? Yeah.
Where'd you get that eBay account?
Man, where'd you get all that cash?
Where'd you get that new bike from? Where's
that new bike from? I don't have a bike.
Oh. Sad face.
Still don't have a bike. Wait for that tax return. Give me a new bike.
Yeah. Ooh, new so bike. Mikey, let's ride the freeway in October.
Yeah. Oh. Oh, yeah. Shut down the freeway and ride here in Fresno.
That's right. Let's do it.
PerfectBarPod.com at Perfect Bar on social media. Thanks for listening to the show. Have a great week. Be safe.
Yes. No.
Check your dates and then turn over your cans.
Turn the can.
Check the dates in your cans. Turn the cans.
Just
trash the beer aisle of your local grocery store. If anything has a 20 on it,
yeah,
just throw them all out in the aisle.
And go buy a bottle of spicy hot mustard.
Yeah, spice up your old dates.